Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning. It's Jeremy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just trying to sign the document.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
But can you do it again? Because I just put my initial.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Here, let me do
it. I don't know. And I've been looking to see how you can. Usually you can redo your signature.
Yeah. Here, let me do
and
it.
And it, I don't see where on there I can do that because the box was so tiny and there's no way my name's going to fit in there.
No, I know. So, no,
so
what
I thought
happens is, so you drew your signature the first time, correct?
I put a CP on there, my initial.
Oh, that would
and
be fine.
Because
I'll resend it to you, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to be sure it's
you're
acceptable.
Good. And then we're on a recorded line, if I didn't say it in the beginning. I know I told you yesterday, I just say it again. And then I will resend
okay.
it right now. Let me see if you get a text. You should get a text again right now. Let me hit resend.
Okay.
You should have got it right now or so.
I'm just like dumb. I should have waited for you. And
no, you're good. No, I appreciate you trying to do it because even if you drew the, guess what? If you finished it with the initials, it would have been fine probably. But I do appreciate you rather. Yeah, don't worry. And then, because nobody can tell you what your signature is. So, like I tell people too, it's a DocuSign through an electronic thing. As long as you don't just draw like a line or a dot, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Because usually I have my signatures on file.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for them too, when you open it, or I'll stay on the phone with you too. So click on the link and open it again.
Okay. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
A little over here.
You're good. Yeah, on here too, there's a thing where it says select style. So it'll have you do that because it'll just have your signature. It'll just signatureize your name and then just save it. And then you just tap the rest of the boxes and hit finish.
Okay.
Link should work.
Okay.
I would click the more recent link though.
Okay, so review document. That's
yep.
that one. Let's see.
Then you click in and it will open and it will say continue or agree and then check that and hit the yellow continue and then you'll see the yellow start.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know why my little phone computer here is slow.
No, you're good. There's no worries. There's no rush. Yeah, I saw you open it too. I was like, oh, she completed it. But then I clicked it. I was like, oh, no, it's just open.
I don't know why it's saying that. That's it.
What does it say?
This time. Where it says to allow the site can't ask for your permission. Only.
Oh, you want to say allow. Close. Yeah, allow for that.
No, it's not letting me do it.
Close any windows you have open. It might be that. We'll click it again. You might have it open
okay.
in another tab.
Okay, let me try that. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to just clear it all and start
yeah.
again then.
And if we do, I don't think we're going to hang up, but if we do, just, you have my number, so.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it says review the documents. Mm-hmm. Ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess here we go. Now it's starting at the right spot, I think.
Yeah, it probably had it open in another window.
Wants to use your device's location. Allow
yes,
while using
you can allow.
The site.
That's fine. Yeah, you can allow.
No, it's not
location.
Letting you.
You can, do you have access to your email?
Yeah, I was just in the email.
Oh, you were doing it through email? Okay, that's fine. Did you not?
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I don't know. I was just going to say nothing. I don't
think. Oh, you're good. So when you click
Please
it, it's saying what?
Hang on, let me try it again.
There might be a box you have to click for I agree or I allow and then hit the continue.
Yeah, it's not even bringing me there. Hang on 1 second. It says, please review. And then it's saying... DocuSign.net wants to use your device's location. And so
mm-hmm.
I say allow, mm-hmm. but it's saying it can't allow for bubbles or something.
Oh, for overlay?
I don't know what it's
saying.
That.
I think you have to
this
turn
site
your...
can't ask...
Huh?
It says this site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps.
Just so what is that? Basically turn your screen brightness up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This has happened before, and then I think you might have to refresh it.
Okay.
It should work.
Again.
That's weird, though, that because it opened for you earlier. Interesting.
Yeah. These apps are active and running, and when you're not using them, this improves their functionalities. Well, I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's saying that. Okay, let me try. Let me try that again.
No, you're good.
Let's see. I guess I could just send the one I already did if it
doesn't. Yeah, you could do that one.
Let me see what it's saying. Okay, allow this time. Try again. Nope, it's not letting me do it. So let me go over here and then... maybe because...
What, do you have it open in another window? If you have the old one or any other one open in a window, it might do that error too.
Yeah, it's... I cleared them all, so they shouldn't be open.
Okay.
But I don't know if... I guess it combined both of your emails together.
Yes, it made them one. So...
Right.
Whichever link...
So it,
either one will work when you hit that review. But let me resend one more. I'm going to resend it one more time.
Okay, and I'll see if that works. Let's see.
Are you not getting the text message link?
Oh, let me try the text message.
Yeah.
Then. Hang on. Okay. Here we go.
You're good. It'll be from like a 51093 or 21093. It's like a 5-digit number.
Okay. Here we got it. Here. Oh, welcome to DocuSign.
Yep.
Tap to load preview.
Yep.
That's the end. Preview not available. Let me say tap to open that one. Let's see.
Yeah, you have to open it.
Thinking.
That's good. It sometimes it takes a second through text.
Preview is not allowed. Oh my goodness.
What does it say?
It said preview was not allowed.
Oh, preview. Okay. Yeah, you have to, I think, just fully tap the link. You don't want to do preview. Because I think preview is just showing you like a preview of the web page.
Oh, I see. Window. Okay. Here we go. Let's see what this one does.
No, you're good. I'm sorry if it's a bit of a headache. Once we get into it, like how you were,
it. It won't let me open it.
What does it say when you click click the link?
It brings me. Okay, now that disappeared. Let me see. It says, continue. Let's see what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now it's. I think it's opening.
Yeah, you're good. Sometimes it's a little slow.
These things, I'm just not very, I'm too old for...
No, you're good. Don't you
know, modern stuff.
You're fine. Don't worry. Like I'm in no rush.
All right, now I'm back. It's coming up now. Thank
you're
goodness.
Good. Yeah, I see you've opened it now. And then now you're in it. Wherever there's that, you should see that. Hit that yellow start button. I think you might have already hit it.
Okay, it says start.
And then that'll take you to the first yellow box. Tap on that box.
Yeah.
It'll say sign here.
And then it's going to.
No, you're good. Yeah, exactly. And then it's going to prompt you to draw, or you can do that select style, and then that'll select a style, and then you just do a dot and sign, and that saves it.
Okay.
Select style or draw. And then once you do adopt and sign, that saves it. And now you just have to tap on the rest. There's like two or three more. So you'll hit next once you do adopt and sign after you select the style.
Okay. It says back to call, and then it says mute and speaker and end call. I don't know what that is. Hang on, let me get this thing.
Yeah, I think it took you back off the window.
Yeah, so I'm going to do select the style. Should I press upload? Is that what I press or draw?
Just draw.
Okay. Oh, I just did it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So that one, preview, and I can...
And then do adopt and sign right there.
Okay, got
click
it.
Click that adopt and sign once a signature is drawn or a style is selected, and then that will save it. And then now hit next, and that will take you to the next yellow, and then just tap that, and it will fill it in, and then next, and then tap it, it will fill it in wherever it's yellow, and then there should be a finish button after, I think, two or three.
How many times am I signing on here?
I think it's
the one time?
One time are you actually physically doing the signing, but you're tapping to fill in the rest, so I think there's three or four technical signatures. You'll see anywhere there's yellow. If you hit next, it'll take you. And if you hit finish, and if you miss one, it'll take you to whichever one you missed.
Oh, it will? Okay, so I'm going to press the finish and see what
so
it
hit
does.
Finish. Yeah, if it takes you up, if it takes you up in the document, you might have missed a yellow one there.
Okay, it says you're done signing. There was only one signature.
Yep. Yeah, because you did it adopt and the adopt and confirm. It fills it all in. The select style must do that. They must have updated it. And then let me text you the lawyer's information. It was A4D. Ben Martin.
So I'm going to press the continue on
you. You can close out of the DocuSign. It's going to want you to make an account now. You can close out if you so please. You don't need to make a DocuSign account.
Okay.
A copy got sent to your email. And then let me text you the attorney's information so you have it. You have my number too. That's this number, of course. So if you don't hear from the attorneys in about by basically Wednesday of next week or Thursday, about a week, please call me on this number so I can always transfer them to you or you to them. And then I just texted you. It's from the number we're speaking on. And then it just says, you know, it's me in regards to this, the direct number.
Okay.
This is my direct number, of course. And then it says the firm, which would be A4D or Ben Martin. So it'll be A4D/Ben Martin. And then,
I saw that.
Catherine, you will hear from, of course. Yeah, I was writing the document. So I was like, you probably saw that already. But, that is it for now. It'll just this verified by my compliance team probably in the next hour or two. And then it'll get sent over to the attorney. And then from there, they will reach out to you. And then, like I said, if you haven't heard from them in a week, please call me, okay?
Okay. And then I was going, if I missed a signature, then just call me back.
Let me review it. Let me review it. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, because it seemed like there was only one spot, and that's all it gave me.
No, it won't let you complete if you let me see, though. Hold on. One sec. Yeah, because anytime you hit finish, if there was one that was left empty, it will, you're good, Catherine Power.
Okay.
It's because you did the select stuff. Yeah, there was the one at the top, and then it filled in the bottom one right at the end.
Perfect.
Technically, there's three. Yeah, one, you got that one. Yeah, perfect. And then I do thank you so much for your time, Catherine. Thank you for your patience yesterday with the whole I have to send it to you today. But you do have a wonderful day. And like I said, if you don't hear from them, please call me back in a week, and I'll transfer you to them, okay?
Okay. Thank you. So they're calling me back just for...
Basically just if they need confirmation on something. They might confirm what hospital or things like that. You know all the information.
Okay.
So it's not that, you know. That's why, so they'll basically confirm the year you were diagnosed. They'll say, late 2006, 2007, you got treatment. You know everything, so it's not a big deal. They're probably not going to go over that, though, but it's basically just to get your permission. Desert Hospital is the one you went to in Palm Springs. I forget exactly what the name was. I have it right here, sorry. But they're going to confirm that. Yeah, Desert Regional is hospital. They're just going to confirm that, and then they're going to pull the records and then basically update you throughout it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Yes, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time. And again, I am sorry for what you're going through in regards to this with the Depo-Provera, because it very well could have caused the meningioma. Lawyers will get you the compensation you deserve. Again, you have a wonderful day. Stay safe in the fires and the winds. I know it's not out there in Palm Springs. It's not really the fires. Yesterday, L.A. caught on Foley fire, though. Did you see that?
I know. I saw Jamie, whatever her name is. I can't even think of what her last name is right now.
Uh-huh.
She was in those horror films.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. Her house burned down?
It could be. She was on a talk show. She came into L.A. for the talk show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Walked into the mess of everything, and she was just about crying on there.
She's in Pacific Palisades. I saw it on the news. It's like a war zone, it looks like, out there in Pacific Palisades, and that's $20-$40 million houses.
I know. It's such a shame that. And do they know how the fire started? I didn't pay attention.
It's just
to that
it's the winds, so it's no humidity. So that's no moisture and all these fires, it's just a brush fire, and then the wind blows those embers and those start spreading. Runyon Canyon had it bad. But we'll talk more. We'll speak later. You can call me back later. We'll talk about that. But you have a wonderful day, Catherine. We'll speak.
You too.
Like I said, if you don't hear from them in the week, please do call me. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.